goblin. Yeah, there it's on. Okay, now I'm just going to go ahead and say that today's date is July the 31st. And just go ahead and state your name so we'll
have it. I'm Dale Smith Combs.
Okay. And now, I guess let's just start off. Tell me, where'd you grow up?
I grew up here in Knight County, just about 2 miles up from here. We had my father had the, well, I guess they were farmers, and then he had a store and post office. And there were 9 of us in our family.
Oh, wow.
So we had a large family. And so there, I went to grade school the first 5 years there near my home. And then when I got a little larger, it was, well, I'd planned to come down to Carr Creek here.
Yeah.
But it was, we didn't have school buses. So it was too far for me to, you know, walk or anything. My brothers did. So I went to, I'm in seventh school. So.
So you were about in what, the sixth grade?
I was in sixth grade.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So I stayed over there 7 years. And it's been so long, I've forgotten a lot, most of it, but just some of the highlights. And so are you going to ask me questions? Or?
Oh, yeah, just either way you want to do it. You can, I didn't want to interrupt you.
Well,
that's fine, though.
You want me to start with?
Yeah, well, let's just start off about, let's just talk a little bit, I guess, about how did you know about the settlement school?
Well, I had relatives over there. And some cousins, the bank, Alta Banks and Lula Stamper, and some of the people that lived around me.
Yeah.
So, and of course, when I went, I was very homesick.
Oh, were you?
And I was a little bit lazy, and I hated to wash dishes at home. We didn't have a sink, so we had to wash it with pans. And I hated to, so when I went over there, I became very homesick, and so I wrote my mother and daddy a letter, and I said, if you'll come and get me, I'll wash dishes.
Oh. I bet that broke their hearts.
So they, you had to travel in a wagon to, if you got, you know, like a trunk. Or,
yeah.
So they got ready to come get me, and then my sister, my older sister, was staying at home, and she said, no, you're not going. So she made them.
They were coming after you.
They were coming after me. They, so it soon passed, and I became acclimated and met friends and things.
Yeah.
So I was in the sixth grade. I stayed at the little girl's house. And Miss Knott, well, Mrs. Knott was the house mother.
What was she like? What do you remember about her?
Well, I don't remember much better. She was sort of old. I guess she really wasn't as old, but at 11 years old, you know.
I think that's pretty old.
Yeah, you think. So, but she's very, I think she was, you know, concerned and helped us every way she could.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't remember so much about that. I know we had swings outside.
Oh, really?
And we'd two get in a swing, and I've always been just fearful of heights.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, you'd get two and you'd pump and swing and you'd go, and I would just be frightened. I guess I ended up sitting down a lot of times. But I remember we had a little register, and I froze all the time.
Oh, gosh.
And I froze, I'd sit with that, get as close as I could, you know, when it was winter time. And so that was, I stayed there, the best I remember, sixth and seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
And my teacher was a Miss Wilcox from Boulder, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Very good teacher. I had good teachers. Then when the, then I moved up to Hillside and stayed there during my eighth grade. I might get some of this wrong, but
well, that's all right. Don't need to worry about that.
So of course, there were several teachers, and Miss Watts stayed there. You know, she lived
yeah.
at, and Miss Cobb, who was my favorite teacher.
Yeah.
Back in the high school days, and there was a Miss Hammett, a young teacher. She's from Massachusetts, and yeah. she had the Maypole every year.
Oh, okay.
And we did games and things that on the, mm-hmm. we called it Circle Inn. I don't know what to call it now.
Yeah.
They don't call it that.
It's not so, as big now, that whole
yeah,
area.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Like, what was Miss Watts like? I guess you were around her.
I was scared to death of her.
Why?
Oh, no. Yeah, she was nice. So she, I think, I don't remember just how many girls were there, stayed there. Not so many, but like 10 or something. And every Saturday night, we would go down in this little room, and she had a toaster, and we'd have toast and jelly, and she'd read us stories. Mm. We'd all gather around the table, you know, and
yeah.
Well, it was where we had study hall.
Yeah.
We had study hall there every night. And, but she'd read us stories like with, the classics, a lot of the classic stories. Mm-hmm. So we always look forward to that. And then, of course, on Sunday, we had to go to church. We took time about. We'd go to the Methodist one Sunday and the Baptist
yeah.
the other Sunday.
So everybody went to church.
Everybody went to church, uh-huh. So then from the Hillside, I stayed in there. Ruby Boland, have you met her?
Yeah, yeah.
She and I roomed together.
Oh,
with her.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think she told me that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm a very easygoing person. I've never fussed with anybody, but I never could stand for anybody to hit me on my behind. And so she came up one time and was just playing, you know, and
yeah.
hit me back there, and ooh, I flew so mad. I don't know if she probably doesn't remember that. But, now ask me a question.
Okay.
Well,
that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't want to interrupt you while
yeah.
you're talking. Let's talk a little bit about, I guess since we're talking about different people you remember,
mm-hmm.
were there any other besides teachers? Let's see. You said Miss Cobb was your favorite teacher,
mm-hmm.
right? I guess what was so special about Miss Cobb? Everybody's talked about her.
Does she?
Yeah.
Well, she was just so kind
mm-hmm.
and understanding.
Yeah.
You know, any time that you, she'd just smile and say hi, you know, and just, it was just her personality and her demeanor that she's such a lovable person.
Mm-hmm.
You just couldn't get mad at her. I liked about all my, well, I guess I liked all my teachers. In my eighth grade, I had a Miss White. It was a very extremely good teacher.
Uh-huh.
No, not eighth grade, seventh grade.
Okay.
And so she was from Whittier, California.
Hmm.
And an attractive person and very thorough and everything. And then I got in the eighth grade, and that was the year I was at the Hillside.
Yeah.
I might have stayed there seventh and eighth, but I had this teacher, Miss Cox, and she was from Winchester, I think. She didn't rate up with the other
really?
Teachers. Yeah. Then when I became a freshman, We had, have you heard them talk about practice home?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
What was it?
Well,
like?
It was over where that, where the, I think now, right, where the gift shop is.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh, there. So we had to take, we were freshmen, we had to take cooking, home ec, you know,
yeah,
sewing and so forth. So I'll tell this little thing.
Okay.
Miss Price, Vandelia Price was our teacher, and so we were making cookies, and she told us not to eat any cookies. So we all had on aprons, you know.
Uh-oh.
And I slipped me a cookie in my apron, and it fell down right under.
You got caught.
I got caught, so. And so we spent a year at practice home, and the funny thing, the head of the was from Ravenna or somewhere down in there, but I cannot think of her name. But you know, we were supposed to learn, help us in our home ec classes and things,
yeah,
and I don't recall that it particularly helped me any, but we, it's a small bunch, and we,
yeah,
enjoyed it.
So did you all cook like your own food and things, or did you still,
yeah,
eat in the cafeteria?
No, we cooked our own food.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they had, she had, I guess, a certain amount of money to spend on food, and so I remember we had chicken and dumplings one time.
Well, that's
so hard. So then, of course, after my freshman year, then I went to Orchard House, mm-hmm, for the last 3 years. And what they call it? May Stone building now, don't,
yeah,
they? Miss Stone, somehow I missed her mainly. I mean, I was there some when she was there,
yeah,
but I never did. But Miss Watts, I knew quite well.
Yeah.
And so I stayed, as I said, my 3 years there at Orchard House, and I Miss Elkin, of course. You've heard of her.
I've heard a few stories about her. I was gonna see what else. I was gonna ask you about her.
Oh, she was a terror, I tell you.
I
we all.
Well. I'll pause this.
Is it pause?
You're talking about Miss Elkin.
Mm-hmm. So we had jobs. Everybody had to work,
mm-hmm,
you know. And then when the first of the year when we went, of course, we all held our breath because we were scared. Nobody wanted to work for Miss Elkin. So we had to wash dishes. And I don't remember who was chosen to wash dishes, how they did that. But, oh. She was so persnickety, and you could not bang two dishes together.
So you had to be quiet the whole time.
Oh, the whole time.
I don't know how
and
she'd
go,
to do that.
It was, we were scared not to. And she'd go, you know, you'd be at, we'd have little tables there in the middle of the dining room with tin all around them and things and her pans there.
Yeah.
And she'd, if you made a noise, you'd look and she'd go, I can remember she, in other words, you better watch.
You're going to get in trouble.
So that was a job I didn't relish.
I don't blame you.
So then my last year, oh yeah, my last year, my senior year, I'm jumping around, this won't be it.
Well, it doesn't matter at all.
They'd have like a head girl and then somebody, so I was head girl at the hospital.
Okay.
And Catherine Bolin worked under me, that was Ruby's younger sister.
Okay.
Who you probably don't know, she doesn't live around here now. And, but anyway, for the, if someone was in the hospital, then I'd have to take their food, you
mm-hmm.
know, to them. And do all that. That type of thing,
yeah.
Waiting on them and so forth. During my, I've forgotten how many hours we worked. We had to work a day. It seemed like it was three.
Yeah, but, probably, because I've asked different people, and it's kind of varied. Uh-huh. That sounds about right. It was at least three, probably.
Yeah, I think it was.
Uh-huh. Sometime.
So I can recall one incident, Miss Yuckin. I'd have to take my tray there where she sat. She sat at the head of this table. Uh-huh. And you'd take your tray there, and she'd put the food on the tray for you to take to the hospital.
Okay, yeah.
So, one time she said, hand me that, it was a saucer there, and she said, hand me that dish over here. I said, this saucer? I said, you know, because the older people I'd heard, they had called them saucers instead of saucers. She said, you're my little saucer.
Of
course, I was a senior then, and you know, would graduate, and I wasn't quite as scared.
Yeah.
So, she was something else. She kept us. Oh, we were not allowed to wear sleeveless dresses, and so I could remember I had one on, and it wasn't just real sleeveless, but it was sleeveless. And so she came up behind me, and I sort of stooped over, and she gave me a whack and told me to go get that dress off.
So,
you see.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, that's it.
Were y'all expected to dress a certain, I mean, how did y'all dress when you went to school? What did you wear?
Well, we just wore just cotton dresses, uh-huh.
But you did wear dresses.
Even in college, you know, I just thought, well, if in college, if we could have worn pants or something, but then, you know, nobody did that. And I went to Bred, and your daddy did too.
Uh-huh.
But mine was a long time before him, but we had to wear cotton hose.
Oh.
But they were thin and nice, you know. Uh-huh. But I remember some of us had on some silk hose, and we saw President Hutchinson. Somebody said, well, President, he won't look at your legs. But I don't remember whether before I was through, I think we got to wear silk hose. Mm-hmm. So, when I was a senior, it was a fairly small class. I don't remember just how many was in our class. But as graduates, the girls all wore white dresses. And they carried peonies that grew there. There's a walkway over through there.
I've seen a picture of those flowers once.
Yeah. And we all carried peonies for graduation. And by the time graduation, we were ready to leave. We just loved everybody, even myself, somewhat. So.
Yeah. Well, I'd say so. I mean, you lived there for quite a while.
7 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I'm sorry. I keep feeling like I'm getting ready to interrupt you.
Well, no, that's about all. I want you to ask me questions.
Okay.
You know.
Well, one thing that I think is interesting, because even though you said you can't remember much, you really can't, because you're doing an awful good job. But I've been trying to find out, I think it's neat to hear stories about what you did with your friends and things, like you said, you were telling me about that little thing with Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe what were some things that y'all got into, or things y'all, like silly things you remember that you mm-hmm. did from your time there, or maybe pranks you played on each other,
yeah.
and things like that, or that you heard about even.
Well, I can't remember any pranks. For our recreation a lot of times, a couple of girls played guitar. Mm. And we'd sit out, you know, a lot and sing, and just that was part of their recreation. Seems like that we didn't have that much free time by the time we worked, and then on Saturday we had to work, you know, I guess till 2 o'clock, best I remember. So, and some of us, you know, like when I was about 11 or 12, when I first went over there, I worked at Hillside and had to scrub those steps and take a brush about that big and a pan of pail of water and put stuff in it and scrub it. And then I'd never had to work that much at home, you know. And I scrubbed those steps and I thought what a good job I'd done and everything. And then this girl came in that's over us, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't suit her. I had to do it over. I guess the time we worked and we studied and you know, got together. And our bass, has anybody talked about our bass? Well, we had to, best I remember, we just took about one tub bath a week.
Yeah.
And we'd have to, you know, sign up, put her name, so we'd have us. When we were at the Orchard House, there were a lot of us at the Orchard House rooms, all that, and I don't remember. And I lived roomed with Frankie Smith. Have you heard your dad talk about Lionel and Frankie?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I've been trying to get a hold of her. I'm going to go try and talk to her.
Yeah, she's there in Lexington.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Frankie and I roomed together. Well, we had there were four in some rooms. No, Frankie and I were in one room, and so we had some boyfriends. We'd go to a ball game. They were allowed to walk us home. I doubt if we held hands. I think I just walked along. I don't remember the recreation part of it. It seems to me that we were either working or studying. Of course, I've always liked music, and we'd get together and sing and harmonize and do that type of thing. And read, then I guess was our big.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the main things. We didn't have anything like games or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
To play. No cards. No card games.
It's probably like you said, you probably didn't have a whole lot of time to.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
But you said you did go to basketball games. I guess that was that a big deal?
Yeah, that's a big deal. Because we just didn't have many programs and kind of entertainment, so we were allowed to go to basketball games. That's about all. I don't remember any, you know, like now they have so many programs in high school, but
yeah.
I don't remember that we had any programs other than basketball or entertainment.
Yeah. Now, did you ever have Mr. Steele, the teacher, was he around that?
He was there, but no, he was the librarian.
He was the librarian, mm-hmm. Okay.
When I was there, I didn't have him as a teacher. Have you heard of Mr. Potter? He was there as a principal once.
I've heard that name mm-hmm. just a few times.
I think he was principal for a year. And so he taught biology.
Yeah.
And I've always been scared of bugs. I have a phobia about bugs. I think somebody put one down my back or something.
I don't really like them either.
We were supposed to dissect this grasshopper.
Yeah.
And I couldn't. I just could not. So I don't remember, but I thought he's going to fail me, but I didn't get a C. I reckon I got a B finally, but I just...
You couldn't do it.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I don't know how I got by with it, but he found out that I had this phobia, I reckon.
Yeah.
So course, Prof. Smith was there as the principal.
What was he like?
Most of the time, and we were all afraid of him. he'd go through the hall and sniff a time or two, and we'd all run to the hiding places. So he was kind of principal, though, that the school was needing there. Because mm-hmm. We were afraid of him. And then Mr. Potter was principal son, and I tell you, it's funny how that I've forgotten. I remember my earlier teachers, yeah. And can't remember the later ones. But as I recall, I think if you have a bad teacher, you remember them.
You're probably right, yeah. And plus, when you're younger, you have one teacher for that whole year.
Yeah,
then you get
right.
High school and you switch around.
Oh, yes, so often I have.
That way.
Yeah, I remember I had a Mr. Loudenslager in math, and he was good. And Ms. Loudenslager taught something, I don't remember what, but I didn't have her. And I had Edie K. Smith, who's died a few years ago. But I think one of my English teachers I liked was a Miss Carter from in New England State somewhere. She was a good English teacher. But all in all, I think I had good teachers most.
Yeah.
Most all of them were.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess thinking back on it now, I guess how important has it been? I guess how important was the settlement school to you, and from I guess education wise, and because you lived there and worked mm-hmm. there and everything. And
well, yeah, it was very important. I have often thought, you know, that I went to Berea, mm-hmm. and had I not gone to the settlement school, I probably would not have gone to Berea. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have known to, I didn't think about Alice Lloyd mm-hmm. College or anything. I got in Berea, and we didn't have much money, but I did have enough to go. Got enough to go to Berea, and by, you know, we had to work there too. But I think it has changed it's very impacted my life, because as I said, had I not gone to summit school, I would not have gone to Berea in all probability, and which would have changed my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the other things you learned there? Were there other things you learned from living on campus and being away from home at that mm-hmm. age? I mean, other than going to school, do you think there's other things you learned from that experience?
Well, yes. I don't remember. I can't remember right off, any specific things except
right,
just, I think getting along with people, living with people, other people, and seeing other people's views and or listening to their views. And I think it enables, if you live with it's like sort of a sorority, if you learn to, if you live with and you make friends from different parts of the, that was mainly the different parts of, well, there was several counties mm-hmm. around here. So in my work, I didn't learn anything in particular, as far as the labor part of it, that would help me any. But I'm thankful for what I had.
Mm-hmm.
So a few things come back in my mind as I start talking.
Yeah.
But when you first, your brother called, and I thought, well, I don't know a thing in the world.
And see, you've done quite well, I think.
To tell him, but I...
It helps to have
time
to ask you questions.
It does. Yeah. Then you can think of things.
Yeah.
Just having to sit here and think.
No, that's hard to do.
It's hard to do.
Nobody can do that, I don't think.
Yeah.
I know I couldn't.
And I'm not... You know, some people just have such a good memories that they can just remember details. Well, I can't remember details much at all. I can remember a little incident here and then...
Yeah.
But I actually remember, I believe, more there than almost... at Brea. Then I went on to Brea. And my first years at Brea... Seems like a dream almost.
So you did you graduate from Berea?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then I went on to UK and got my master's at UK.
Uh-huh. Well, now what did you get your master's in?
Oh, English.
English.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I taught English. About 36 years.
Yeah.
Or so. But... And I loved it then, I've always loved English. Susan did not like English at all. I mean, to teach it.
Mm-hmm.
She had to, about her first year teaching, she had to teach English.